Come on, honey. Let's let the fireworks begin.
Oh, no, you don't. Don't touch me. We've talked about this, and two babies are enough for me. It's time for you to get a vasectomy. Then I'll feel more romantic.
It's the first annual VAS Bash coming up July 26th at Leitner Urology right here in Monroe.
This radio ad is Dr. Thomas Leitner's idea of brilliant marketing.
I know that people are going to remember those advertisements for a long time. So, I mean, if something's really funny, you remember it.
Dr. Leitner is a tall, bald father of four with big glasses and an even bigger laugh. He's practiced urology in Monroe for 20 years, and he's well-respected. But his secret passion is crafting clever innuendos to drum up new business. His latest idea may be his nuttiest yet.
Well, it's kind of like a vasectomy marathon.
This one-day event will begin at 8:30 Saturday morning and end at 5 o'clock.
The radio ad running on WIXE in Monroe says it all.
They're going to make it easy.
They're even going to make it fun with music, designer t-shirts, gift certificates, food, and the convenience of coming in on a Saturday and getting it done.
Did she say the vasectomy would be fun?
Well, it's not really fun, but it's kind of like, you know, you can't ever take anything in this world too serious.
It's kind of making light of the fact that it is a serious decision.
At Planned Parenthood in Charlotte, outreach coordinator Kim Gaither knows a thing or two about marketing birth control, and she's never seen anything like the VAS Bash. Maybe that's because women are the primary target for birth control messages, and the sell is softer, like those sunlight-infused TV ads. So in that sense, Gaither says she's pleased that Leitner's highlighting the man's role. However,
hopefully he's doing some educating about what vasectomy is and not just signing people up at random.
Leitner says there's no need to worry about that.
Well, you know, I don't ever try to convince people. If you don't want it, I won't do it.
I always said, no way. No way am I letting anybody cut me there.
Meet one of Dr. Leitner's most recent patients, talk radio host Britt Pope, father of four.
After my wife, Sandra, and I's last child, Thomas, who's about 14 months old now, I said, you know what? I'll think about it. You call around and get me some more information. And she started making some calls. And the one she talked to in the greatest detail was Dr. Leitner.
It was a match made in marketing heaven. Pope, a self-described publicity hound, and Dr. Leitner, a self-made master of marketing stunts, cooked up a live radio vasectomy. Pope called into his talk show on WIXE during the procedure. And the publicity worked. Dr. Leitner has 17 men lined up for vasectomies and a free t-shirt tomorrow. It'll be just about enough to break even on the deal, he says. But it doesn't stop there. Until the second annual VAS Bash, there's a full year of holidays just calling out for the Leitner touch.
I've had all these advertisements dreamed up, like, you know, this 4th of July, give your wife permanent independence, have a no-scalpel vasectomy at Leitner Urology, and then down below saying, enjoy the fireworks. I thought that was a great ad. And then this Thanksgiving, give your wife something she can be thankful for all year long.
What do your colleagues think about this?
Well, they think I'm an idiot.
But I bet they laugh at his jokes. A VAS Bash t-shirt and hear Dr. Leitner tell one of his famous jokes online at WFAE.org. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose.